Getting results are proof of so much. You putting yourself out there, you being willing to try something new, and you inviting people to take advantage of something that you've created. So make sure you celebrate when you do this.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
One of my favorite nights ever involves this evening where I wore a Rent the Runway sequin dress and I sat around this table and Drew and my parents and his parents and all four of my grandparents were there as I was named the top wedding photographer in Wisconsin. I remember they said my name and I looked over and I saw my grandpa's eyes fill with tears. And I smile when I see those photo booth photos where we all crammed in and we totally missed the countdown. And I somehow don't even wince when I think about the blisters that were on my feet after attempting to wear high heels for an entire night. And while many vendors went there to that event to network and to mingle with one another, I chose to make it about the people who were closest to me in my entrepreneurial journey, the people that had helped me land in that room in the first place. Like celebrating my hard work with the people that I love and inviting them to join in and honor the journey with me was something that I will never forget. It was so stinking special. Running a business is a lot of things. It can look glamorous online, but behind the scenes, it requires a ton of work and effort and energy and frustration and time. Entrepreneurs often spend their lives working towards that next thing. And since we don't have the regular office awards or Christmas parties, and we sure as heck don't get engraved watches or silly desk clocks for surviving another year, it's absolutely critical that we take control of being our own party planner when it comes to celebrating. So I want to ask you a question. Do you celebrate in your life? In your business? Are you the party planner behind the good stuff that happens when you actually achieve your goals, small or big? I'll be honest, I've recognized this tendency myself in simply delaying joy, and I've been trying to unpack why that is. It's almost like I'm afraid to celebrate something because when I do acknowledge it's good and that I'm proud, then it means that it could be taken away from me, or that I worry that I didn't totally earn the right to rest or party or celebrate something with a bottle of champagne. I remember the first time my wedding photography was featured in a magazine and how I literally ran out of our apartment, popped some bubbles, made Drew go out to dinner with me to celebrate. I remember how every single time I booked a new client at the beginning of my journey, I would make this Facebook post to announce it. I remember picking out an item that I really wanted but would never normally buy myself. Usually it was something from Anthropology. And I would set these goals so that once I reached them, I had earned something new. And I think over time, we kind of grow more numb to the wins and we're on to the next thing faster and we never really slow down. We rarely pause long enough to see that we just accomplished something worthy of celebrating. I'm totally guilty of saving celebration for only the biggest and the most major milestones, when in reality, there are plenty of small and daily wins that we can notice and that we can appreciate. In fact, according to a training from the University of Minnesota Community Development Department, any accomplishment, no matter how small, releases the neurotransmitter dopamine, which boosts your mood, motivation, and attention. It also signals you to keep doing the activity again and again. So basically, pausing and celebrating wins, both small and large, is good for your productivity and for your emotional well-being. I've noticed too that so many entrepreneurs are achievers, myself included, and even though we are motivated by achievements, it's this double-edged sword because I know personally I can get caught up in chasing one achievement after the other without ever stopping to recognize how far we've come or acknowledging the growth that's occurred over time. So often, we think that celebrating our wins will be expensive or time-consuming. celebration doesn't mean that you have to go out and book a week-long vacation or treat yourself to an expensive new pair of shoes, although you certainly can and should do that if you feel like that's the right way for a particular moment or milestone. But celebrating also doesn't make you selfish or egotistical. Celebrate, by definition, means to acknowledge a significant or happy day or event. Celebration can look like 100 different things. It might be taking a moment to breathe and say a prayer of gratitude. It might be booking a dinner at your favorite restaurant. It might mean going on a nice long scenic run in your area. It might be getting yourself a new item you've been eyeing. It might mean a day off, or might mean simply sharing your win with someone who loves you. It's less about the how and more about the habit of doing it regularly with wins both big and small. So if you've been waiting for an excuse to pause and celebrate, today I am sharing 17 wins for business owners to honor in your own way, because these are the things worth celebrating. These are the things that matter. Are you ready? Let's dive on in. Get your party pants on. We're about to go. Gold diggers, I have a podcast recommendation for you. If you like staying in the know when it comes to trends in business, well, you'll love My First Million podcast, hosted by Sam Parr and Sean Pori, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. My First Million brainstorms new business ideas based on trends and opportunities in the market and shares the stories of how companies made their first million. It's conversational and interesting, with insights on topics that we don't always get into on Gold Digger. NFTs with Gary Vaynerchuk, direct-to-consumer strategies, how vending machines are generating millions. Sean and Sam have their ear to the ground for the next big thing in business, and the guests are top-notch. Listen to My First Million wherever you go to get your podcasts. Thanks to Purple for supporting the Gold Digger podcast. When you have a Purple mattress, you can sleep cool and comfortable no matter what the world throws at you. Get 10% off any order of $200 or more by going to purple.com/golddigger10, promo code golddigger10. Terms apply. Full disclosure, when I started thinking about this episode, it started as a list of 10 things. But as I kept thinking about what you could and should be celebrating, the list just kept growing. You're lucky it's not like this list of 54 things you could celebrate. So without further ado, let's dive on in. So the first thing you should celebrate is, number one, sharing your dream out loud or announcing your business for the first time. It can be scary to even admit that you have this idea or this dream and that you want to start something new. Sharing a post on social media with the world, or even speaking about your business with your friends or family for the first time, is not for the faint of heart. It's vulnerable because you're sharing something that you've been dreaming about or working on behind the scenes or pouring your heart and soul into. And by putting it out into the open, you're basically creating space for feedback that you might not necessarily feel ready for. Yet this is a move that needs to be championed, because you aren't just sharing your business. You're claiming the position as your own publicist and your biggest cheerleader. No one will know what you can do to serve them unless you're willing to tell them. So good for you for getting the word out. Make sure you celebrate every time you speak about your business or your dream. Number two, claiming your title. Listen to this. I remember the first time I said the words, "I'm a photographer." I was literally at the dentist. I probably would have led with my fancy corporate title first if the dentist's hands weren't in my mouth. You know what I'm talking about, right? Where you're like, how am I expected to talk right now? And yet somehow you squeak it out. But that feeling that I had when I claimed the words, "I am a photographer," as my title, left a lasting mark. Like, it made the whole thing feel more real. Claiming your title or business into the world? I mean, it's so easy to sell ourselves short when we're starting out, or even when you haven't reached what you consider the major milestone of success. I used to always lead off with, "I'm in HR, but I do photography on the side." But simply saying and owning, "I'm a wedding photographer," was a really big deal. Speak the words over yourself. Like, embrace your dream and your direction and claim that title as a part of your identity, because you do deserve it and you absolutely deserve to celebrate that moment. Number three is this: getting your first sale. Ask just about any entrepreneur about their first sale, and chances are they can tell you every detail about it. There is nothing like that feeling when you make your first sale as a business owner. It's equal parts like, yes, someone believes in what I'm doing, mixed with, holy crap, I hope I don't disappoint them, with a side of all the prayers and finger crossing that if you found one, hopefully there's more people who will believe in you enough to hit purchase. It's super tempting to just breeze past your first sale and just keep chugging along because, after all, one sale probably isn't going to necessarily put dinner on the table. But you can and should pause and give yourself a little recognition that you have a proof of concept, that someone's willing to invest in your offer. Not only is this life-changing, it also indicates that if one person's willing to buy, there are probably many more who will also be willing. So let yourself pause for a minute. Soak in all the feel-good endorphins and get a little confidence boost in that truth that you, my friend, are officially an entrepreneur. Now, number four is similar, but not the same. Getting your first sale from a stranger. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I've totally made my mom and Drew test purchase a few of my new products when they go live just to make sure all the pieces of the puzzle are running how they should be and that my online shop actually works. So maybe you're in the same boat and your first sale or five are all family or friends rooting for you or testing things out for you. And if that's the case, hug those people in your world for backing you up and for supporting you. But once you get that first sale from a legit stranger, oh my goodness, nothing in the world feels more liberating like, oh my gosh, I'm really doing this and people who don't even know about me care. So pop a little bubbly or maybe grab a LaCroix and bask in this for a little while. Getting your first sale from someone you don't know is a big step, and you should truly be so proud of yourself. Number five is making your business legit. While legitimizing your business feels like a bunch of complicated or boring hoops you might have to jump through, and while it can be a whole lot of time-consuming paperwork, it is actually a major, major accomplishment. So many people go through the motions of dreaming up a business concept or starting some of the vanity pieces of running a business, like setting up social media pages or designing a logo. But when good old Uncle Sam sees you as a legitimate business and you have the paperwork and the deep dive lesson in legal jargon to prove it, that means something really big. You no longer just look like a business. You are a legit legal business, and that deserves some mega celebration. It shows that you believe in yourself, that you're in it for the long haul, and that you care about doing things the right way. So make sure you stop and celebrate. Number six is making money for the first time while you sleep, or while you're on vacation, or while you're cooking dinner, or while you're running the kids to school. This is a feeling that is unforgettable. I remember back in the day when I launched my online print shop on Society 6, I was doing watercolors, and I woke up one day to an email that said, "Congrats, you got an order." That feeling that I could really get paid while I slept without having to do anything was so wildly exciting and also super addicting. We've all heard of that idea, but the point is, when you're able to set up systems that allow you to make sales without you being the one who has to be there in the moment to perform or deliver or communicate or send anything off to your clients or customers, that is a massive sign of freedom and smart business strategy that is so rewarding and an awesome achievement, and it absolutely deserves to be celebrated. Number seven is outsourcing or hiring for the first time. This is another huge one. I feel like hiring help or paying someone to do something, even if you know you could be the one who did it, feels like a graduation to a whole new level. Whether you realize you need occasional support from a contractor or more full-time support from an actual employee, it's a milestone to bring on help within your business. Most solopreneurs I've met and had conversations with realize that there's a limit to doing things on their own. Chances are you're going to get too busy, or you're going to realize you can't do everything in your business at the level you aspire to, or you just don't know what's next. And so taking the time to seek out and bring on support can be a lifesaver that we don't always celebrate. Asking for help takes a lot of vulnerability, and it generally is an investment, but it is always a sign of strength in my book. And you should know that it will only add to how well you can serve others in the long run. This one usually tells me that you're at this place where you see the value of your own time and you're willing to invest in order to get it back. Number eight is taking time away from work. chances are rest doesn't come easily to you, and perhaps you've fallen into that hustle mentality that is sometimes required to bootstrap your dreams. The truth is, actually taking time away from work is something mega to celebrate, and making it a habit or a boundary that you can stick to can be absolutely life-changing. Maybe it's an afternoon away to get pedicures and drinks with a girlfriend, or maybe you're able to take a week or two off to rest and dream and recuperate. Either way, I feel like as society, we don't value time not working highly enough. We don't need to be productive all the time and working all day, every day in order to be valuable and successful. In fact, I found that time away can be just as productive in that it gives my brain and my body a chance to rest, which actually allows for me to get some of my best ideas. So if you are able to take some time away from your business, do so as regularly as you can and give yourself a pat on the back for prioritizing rest as a part of a savvy business plan. Number 9 is launching something new. A lot of times in entrepreneurship, we set out with one main offer and our goal is to become the master at it. I love that focus and drive about us, but there's something really brave that happens when we launch something brand new into the world. And I want to honor that side of things. From creating a new offer to getting it out into the world, it can bring back those early business day jitters. Not only that, but it also can be consuming. Like, I know for me, sometimes I get so caught up in the go, go, go of launch mode that I sprint from pre-launch mode into the launch full speed. And then once it's done, I'm just happy, but tired and ready to move on to the next thing. So whether you're launching a new product, website, offer, service, whatever it might be, build time into your launch plan to really sit and look back at all the work you've done once it's over. Not only is this a great practice to get into so that you can actually take time to review your launches, but it also builds in space and capacity to celebrate all that you've accomplished when you've done this new launch. If you haven't already implemented a CRM system into your business, well, now is the time. CRM, or customer relationship management, is at the heart of scaling your side hustle into your success story. CRM systems take any customer interaction and transform that interaction into valuable data and insights, allowing you to strengthen relationships with your customers and grow your business. Many CRM platforms are either over-engineered or clunky and unreliable, costing you more time and money than they're worth. A HubSpot CRM platform means you have a purpose-built solution that's tailored to your business and your business alone. So whether you're just getting started or looking for a robust system, HubSpot is super flexible and totally customizable, meaning it scales and grows as you do. With new features like business units, association labels, permission sets, and more, HubSpot admins can tailor their account like never before. And now with sandboxes, admins have access to a production-like account, allowing them to test, iterate, and experiment without risk. Learn more about how you can customize your CRM platform with HubSpot at HubSpot.com. What is your pre-bedtime routine? Skincare, reading, maybe a little meditation. We do so much to ensure we're getting restful slumber, but sometimes the very mattress we sleep on isn't supporting restorative sleep. Maybe it's time to check out Purple. The Purple mattress is comfort reinvented. Only Purple has the Grid, a stretchy gel material that's amazingly supportive for your back and legs while cushioning your shoulders, neck, and hips. And because of how it's designed, the Grid doesn't trap air. Air actually circulates and flows through it so you never overheat. I've seen the Purple Grid firsthand and it truly looks and feels unlike any other mattress material. And that's kind of the whole point. Purple's proprietary technology has been innovating comfort for over 15 years. Purple really is comfort for an uncomfortable world. Right now, you'll get 10% off any order of $200 or more. Go to purple.com/golddigger10 and use the promo code golddigger10. That's purple.com/golddigger10, promo code golddigger10 for 10% off any order of $200 or more. purple.com/golddigger10, promo code golddigger10. Terms apply. Number 10 is one of my favorites: making an industry friend who gets you. Today, I was texting a good friend in business and I joked that in my mind, she's my coworker, even though we both run our own businesses. But having someone to share life with, to ask questions to, who simply understands what you're going through is definitely worth celebrating. adult friendships with someone who might be seen as your competitor or a threat. Like, oh my gosh, does this ever deserve celebration? I think sometimes in entrepreneurship, things just feel straight up lonely. Most people in your life probably don't get exactly what it is that you do or how you make money. And while that's okay and completely normal, it can certainly be a breath of fresh air to find and connect with someone who does get all the weird intricacies of running your own business. If you're still looking for an industry bestie, consider joining Facebook groups centered on your field or find other people who run similar businesses to yours to follow on social media. You might just click and connect with someone who can become this confidant, a commiserator and cheerleader in your business and life. And trust me when I say it is invaluable and something I celebrate so often. Number 11 is defining and hitting your enough point. And once you do, saying no to opportunities that come after that. When I look back over a decade of entrepreneurship, I can crystal clear see the times where I was willing to cut back or live on less in order to claim back my time. And oddly enough, every time I did that, I ended up growing or pivoting into new things that ultimately poured back into our lives. When you stop chasing elusive goals just to get a societal pat on the back and get really clear on what success looks like for you, that is a huge win. When we don't know our enough point, it can be easy to feel obligated to say yes to every opportunity that comes our way. But when you do know how much work or income or clients or sales are enough for you to feel professionally satisfied and financially sound, there is no need or reason to push yourself beyond that. Finding your enough and then kindly saying no to things beyond that is a huge, monumental step towards feeling more balance in your personal and work life and can be absolutely transformational for your business. You certainly deserve all of the applause and recognition when you get to this point, so make sure you stop and celebrate. Number 12, starting and growing your email list. I mean, I had to include this on this list because y'all know this is the huge cornerstone of what I believe makes a powerful business. I'd argue that your email list is your number one asset as an entrepreneur and the largest indication of the health of your business. While I preach about it often, I also realize that so many new entrepreneurs have so much on their plates necessary to kickstart their businesses, and learning email marketing can kind of feel overwhelming to top it all off. If you are trying to figure out how to start and grow your list, know that I have tons and tons of resources for you. First, head to listbuildchallenge.com. Take my 5-day free mini course on how to start, set up, and serve your email list absolutely for free. I explain the why and show you the how, and will absolutely walk you through it all step by step again. So head to listbuildchallenge.com, pencil in a celebration for yourself 5 days from now. That's all that it takes. But my email list is one of the biggest drivers of sales for my business, and it's a space that I have complete control over, unlike social media. So if you have a list or you're diving in to start and grow it, make sure that you pause to celebrate different milestones with this. Number 13, investing in your business. So I invested in my business back when it was still a side hustle. The first investment was into an ad to promote my wedding photography, and I honestly felt like I was going to puke as I read my credit card number over the phone. I remember thinking, Jenna, if you don't believe in yourself enough to put money down, why should anyone believe in you to invest their own money? And the truth was, the investment paid for itself in the first week, and my confidence grew in being an investor in my own business, my ideas, my own growth. So whether it's ads or education or new business tools, spending money to make money is scary. There's no denying that. And a lot of times an investment isn't 100% guaranteed moneymaker. It often takes commitment and work and faith and learning and time from you, as well as that financial deposit. So to take a leap and to do your research and to put your dollar bills and energy towards something that you know can enhance your business is a huge sign of growth and belief in yourself and something you should celebrate. Number 14, deploying a marketing strategy and actually seeing results. I bet you didn't realize all the hats that you'd be wearing when you decided to chase your dream, but most of us didn't know much about marketing prior to starting or marketing your business. That's a whole new ballgame. I mean, is there a better feeling than trying something new and getting wildly amazing results from it? This is what happens when you nail down your marketing strategy. Maybe you're using ads. Maybe it's a new email campaign, or maybe you're showing up on social media in a new way and it's bringing in new leads and sales. You have my full encouragement to bask in that win and to celebrate it with yourself, your team, or your loved ones. Getting results are proof of so much. You putting yourself out there, you being willing to try something new, and you inviting people to take advantage of something that you've created. So make sure you celebrate when you do this. Number 15 is deploying a marketing strategy and, on the adverse side, learning from its lack of results. Okay, hear me out. I know how discouraging a quote fail can be, whether you feel like you've wasted time and money or you just hate seeing something that you put effort towards become a big fat flop. But first, we have to let go of this idea that everything is either a success or a failure as a business owner, and instead look at everything that we do and everything that we try as this experiment that simply yields results and gives us information. Like, I am a full believer that no time is wasted when we're learning. So as hard as it can be, try to lean into that lesson. Count it as a win, even if it stings a little bit, and celebrate the opportunity to try again and to do better. I tend to call my fails research, and trust me, I've had plenty, because if nothing else, they're providing information for what to do differently next time. In fact, I'd argue that I learn and grow more when something doesn't go the way that I thought it would. So if you're in this stage, pat yourself on the back for trying and tweak the experiment for the next time. Number 16 is setting up your own benefits like retirement savings and healthcare. I remember when I left my corporate job, leaving behind my salary, my 401k, and my Roth IRA, and I felt entirely lost on what things would look like when I ventured out on my own. There's a lot of data out there that suggests that entrepreneurs often struggle with setting up or planning for their future financial needs. So if this is you, if you've done this, if you've set yourself up for the future, bravo. Being prepared is worth celebrating big time. So whether you're setting up a healthcare insurance option that works for you or creating a way for you to save and invest money for your future, this is planning and prepping and time well spent to protect you in the future. And nothing feels more adult than preparing for the future. So when you've done these things, pat yourself on the back and celebrate. Now, number 17, our final one, getting an incredible thank you email or affirming feedback or a testimonial from a client. We are often our own worst critics, right? And we're often harder on our own work in progress than we need to be. So never underestimate the power of getting kind feedback or an awesome review from someone you've worked with or someone who bought from you. This is a great time to pause, notice the efforts you're putting forth, and celebrate the fact that you are serving others and making an impact. While we might not be great at celebrating or seeing the impact our work makes, anytime someone tells you what you've done for them, pause, take it in, celebrate. You likely started this whole thing in order to make a difference. So never downplay the fact that you're actually doing it, that you're actually impacting real humans who care enough to say a few kind words. Well, guys, there you have it, 17 reasons to celebrate. If you needed a nudge to acknowledge or honor your hard work, growth, or evolution, I hope something on this list encourages you to pause and schedule in a little celebration time. I found that keeping a win journal similar to a gratitude journal is an incredible way to record small and large moments of progress in business. And looking back, you'll see just how far you've come with baby steps of growth that so many of us can easily forget even just a few months later. This list certainly is not exhaustive, and there are probably 100 more wins you could count on a daily and weekly basis as a business owner. The important thing is that you need to pause long enough to recognize your wins. Those moments of learning, of positive feedback, of connection and growth and scaling and results. And then to choose to be mindful and appreciative of them in your path rather than just blazing right on past them. So often we're so focused on the destination that we forget that the journey is what takes 99% of your time. Like, you're on the journey right now. So this is your formal invitation to celebrate you and what you've accomplished. No office party needed. I hope that you know today that you are worth celebrating, that your efforts are commendable, and that I am over here cheering you on along the path. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. I hope today felt like a mini party or your permission slip to celebrate something big tonight. And of course, until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.